we close our show right back where we started. The kids are trying to save the planet. School students across the globe have walked out of class today and are demanding action on climate change. The World's Carolyn Beeler is in New York with some students. Carolyn will be there for a few days to report on events happening at the UN. There's a climate conference among world leaders next week. Young people also have their meeting. Carolyn, what's in store tomorrow at the UN Youth Climate Summit?
Carol, that's a summit called by the Secretary General. It's going to be happening at the UN here in New York. And it was called not just as a way for youth activists like the ones that are marching right here today to make their voices heard about climate change, but also to offer real solutions, provide their own ideas, you know, for how to transition the world off of fossil fuels and provide funding for the communities that need it most to adapt, things like that. When I spoke to the special envoy for this UN summit, he told me that it's not just about involving youth or making them feel like they have a place to participate. It's really about asking them for concrete ideas because they're the future leaders on this issue.
And these are kids from all over the world?
They are youth through, I think, late 20s, actually, but also many younger teens. The United Nations has actually offered 100, they're calling them green tickets, to allow folks from all over the world to come to the UN, whether they might be able to come on their own dime or not. And those green tickets are providing the least carbon impactful mode of transit for those participants to come. So I think it's a play off that whole golden ticket from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. And then on Monday, I know the UN Climate Summit, the main event, that's happening then. What are you looking for there?
So I'm looking to see how many countries make new carbon-cutting pledges like the Secretary General Antonio Guterres has asked them to do. Which countries those are? Are they any of the big major emitters like China or India? And how ambitious those pledges are. So are they aiming for carbon neutrality by 2050 and cutting up emissions in half by 2030 as the science suggests that we need to do? The Secretary General has asked for really concrete plans to be presented at this summit and not just speeches. And that's giving some activists hope that there might be some concrete actions coming out of this summit. Activists, including an Indonesian indigenous leader that I spoke with earlier today at a sign-making event. Her name is Mina Setra.
Every year, thousands of people flying to different countries for the UN Climate Summit, but it's always end up in papers. We are tired of these papers. We want these papers to be reality. And this time, the UN Secretary General said, yeah, this time we need action, no more talks.
So I'll be covering that event on Monday, and I'll be back here to report on what we're hearing from leaders at the UN.
The world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, in New York. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Carol.